Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Let's talk about growing today. A definition of growing is undergoing natural developments by increasing in size or changing. Another definition for growing is becoming greater over a period of time. Living things grow naturally. Healthy living things grow. We saw those pictures as the students grew and changed over time. And that one, I think that little guy was just a few hours old or maybe a few minutes old. God designed us to grow and to change and to develop. 2 Peter 3:18, which is my husband's favorite verse, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Someone said to me one time, I think because I'm a science teacher, they said, I wanted some tomatoes one summer, but I didn't want to deal with the dirt and the bugs and the sweat. So he said, I just bought me a tomato plant, got it in a bigger pot than this, and planted it in my sunroom. He said, I watered it. It had light. I looked after it, gave it what it needed. He said, it grew tall and strong and green. But he said, there were no tomatoes on my tomato plant inside my sunroom. I want you to think about that. We're going to come back to it. You see, the purpose of a tomato plant is to produce tomatoes. That's it. It's not to look pretty. It's not to grow taller. It's to produce tomatoes. You know, there are many things in life that we can't force, but we can have influence on, especially when it comes to our spiritual growth. Some of the things we can't force is we can't force people to like us. We can be nice and kind and hope that they like us. We can't force that. We can't force someone to apologize to us. Don't you love those playground apologies? When you say to the teacher, he hit me, say you're sorry, and they go, sorry. And you think, I could have lived without that. You can't force someone to be sorry. You can have influence on it. You can show them that they're forgiven, and that you're going to move on, and they're going to love that. You can't force someone to love something that you love. Anybody tried that? You just think, I love this thing, and I love you, and so we should love it together. I think I've shared with you Jim and I's love for sports. We played, I think I told you, decades of co-ed softball. And so we have a girl and two boys. And we just assumed there were a lot of sports genetics went into our first child. So we just thought that they would like sports too. So when our girl turns three, we're like, it's time. It's time for the T-ball. It's time for the T-ball stand. It's time for the bat. It's time for the glove. It never occurred to us she might not want to play softball or T-ball. This is the truth. We go out in the backyard, and Jim and I are into it and hitting and showing her, and she kind of looks around at us, and she goes, I don't know, maybe we played 15 minutes. And she goes, she's three. What's the big deal? So I don't like it. And she goes, I'm going in to play Barbies. And I thought, this child is the smartest person in the yard. So you know what we did with the boys? We found out if they liked something before we bought it. Isn't that silly? What, you know, and it's just like, you can't force someone to love, but we can always be about influencing them. We can't force this tomato plant to grow tomatoes. We can give it what it needs, and we cannot force spiritual growth. but I'm going to tell you how we can influence it and how our good God will give it to us. First of all, we read the Bible. Yep, you're going to hear that over and over and over. If you're trying to find a way to grow without the Bible, you're missing it. You need to read the Bible for the purpose of learning about God. We read the Bible to guide us, and we read the Bible to keep us from sinning. We don't talk about sin very much anymore. It's kind of a world when with everything goes. And you graduates, you're in a tough situation because our society says anything goes. Psalm 119, 33 says, "Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me." I'll tell you, if I am doing something that I shouldn't be doing and I am reading God's word, God convicts me. Even if I've overlooked and I thought, I need to maybe go to that person. Or my thinking wasn't quite what it needed to be. And you think, well, I'm living better than my neighbor. God doesn't care. God wants you to live like he lives. And the word of God will show us that. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth." We don't read our Bible just to know facts, okay? Bible trivia is fun. Love a good game of Bible trivia, but that's not why we're reading the Bible. We are reading the Bible to know who Jesus is. We're reading the Bible to know his character. How did he treat people? How did he love people? How did he react to certain things? That's why we read about the Bible and about Jesus, who he is. You know, Jim and I have been married 33 and a half years and 3.5 before then. We've been together a long time where we pretty much know what the other's thinking, okay? And so I'm not a picky eater, but I have some things. I don't like soggy food, okay? So, amen. Sorry, I've never had that amen before. So it's a texture thing, I think, with me. And so we were out, and I like soup, and I like bread, and I accidentally ordered a bread bowl, okay? So I don't like to complain. I think servers work really hard, and she puts this bread bowl in front of me, and I immediately know all the bread is soggy, and I'm not going to send it back. And we say thank you, and she walks away, and Jim takes my plate and his plate, and he switches them. Okay, we're good. I never said a word. He just looked at me and thought, there's no way she's going to eat that soggy bread. Do we know Jesus that well? You know, if you're standing in a situation, you know, you're looking at the person, the woman at the well where nobody wanted to talk to her. What did Jesus do? He talked to her. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Who would he react to? He was always kind, but he was also very truthful. We continually grow in grace and knowledge, and we understand who God is. This only happens with the Holy Spirit. Walking in spirit and truth with the Holy Spirit and us influencing our growth, we are going to become his lovely likeness. Everybody say lovely likeness. Lovely likeness. And you think, I don't know that I can be lovely and I can have that. I'm telling you, by influencing your spiritual growth and by allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse, you can be the lovely likeness of Jesus. And let me tell you, world, we are in a world that is starving for some lovely likeness. Good grief, we cannot even be kind to each other in so many situations. Just smile. Stop telling everybody your opinions. It's causing division. All right? You know, gosh, even a cartoon says if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. God taught me a long time ago, not everyone cares about your opinions about everything. And I thought, oh. And sometimes it's better to just smile and walk away. than to stir something up that shouldn't be stirring. We're growing in grace. Titus 2:11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Church, we need to be eager to do what is good. You know, you cannot make dead plants grow. We cannot make a dead spirit grow. Before we grow, we must be alive. And there are things that kind of kill us on the inside sometimes. Life is hard. But I can tell you that God will begin to make that spirit alive and to heal that broken heart, even the shattered heart. And once you allow him in there, then you become alive and he can help you grow. Spiritual life comes from receiving God's grace. We know the story. Jesus took our place on a cross. He died for us. He rose again 3 days later. And it's up to us to accept that grace. And as we walk daily with Jesus, more grace is added. I receive God's grace not one time at an altar of prayer. I receive God's grace over and over because I need it. And when more grace is appreciated, we love Jesus more. Who's gone off to college from these graduates? Okay, I'm going to tell you, especially when it's your first one, We took Ashley to college, and then 4 months later, we saw her in between, but she was home for Christmas. I'd been her mom my whole life. And in 4 months' time, she came home. I said a joke, and she laughed, which I looked at her. She didn't laugh at my jokes in high school. She asked me my advice on something. After I got over the shock, I gave it to her. Then she said, "Moms of girls, does this outfit look okay?" To which I looked behind me and I said, "Are you talking to me?" I don't think that I gained all of that wisdom in 4 months' time. She just started figuring it out. Get to a place for me and you where we figure out how good our God is. And not only do we figure it out, we appreciate it. And as we appreciate it more, we're allowed to extend grace to other people. You say they don't deserve it. Well, neither do you and neither do I. What good is our grace going to do for us if we can't even give it away the way that God wanted us to? We grow in that grace. One of the things that I've done as a school teacher is I have 80 to 100 kids per year, and on every grade card, I will put a nice comment on their grade card. Even if the kid has been in trouble once a week, I put something nice. And then when the next quarter comes up, I look what I've already put, and I put a new compliment. It takes a long time to do. One time we had a new grading system, and after I put all those comments in, the guidance counselor came to me and said she was sorry, but they were all lost. They were all deleted. And I remember thinking, and there wasn't time to do them again. And I remember thinking, well, I make mistakes. And I said, it's fine. You didn't do it on purpose. I'm sorry the stress is causing you this. She came to me a few days later, and she said, "I went to our boss." And I said, "Okay." And she said, "You know what I told her?" "I don't know." She said, I said, there was one teacher in this entire building that extended grace to me because of what I lost, all their comments, and it was Tanya Kelly. And I was like, you said that to our boss? I sure did. And she said, and you'll never know how I appreciated it. Was me being mad at her going to bring back my comments? No, not at all. Do I want, when I make mistakes, people to extend grace to me? Absolutely. Give it away, because it makes people look up to God when we give grace away. Back to the tomato plant. The reason his plant didn't produce tomatoes is because there were no bees or insects to pollinate. We know that the pollen comes from the flower's anthers. The pollinator, whether it's a bee or an insect, lands on that, goes to another plant, puts that pollen on the stigma, and then we have a fertilized egg for the flower called a zygote. And without, unless you have bees or insects in your house, you are not going to get tomatoes. You see, only the Holy Spirit can give you fruit and tomatoes, because you and I are way too fleshly without the Holy Spirit. Our flesh wants to get even with people. Our flesh wants to get the last word in. Our flesh wants to be angry and tell someone off. The Holy Spirit has a better way. And church, what is a tomato plant without tomatoes? I don't want to spend my life not making tomatoes. When God has something very special for us, when we grow, as we grow in Him, we extend. You would think that you get more independent, but you get more dependent on God. This is what scares me about marriage. For those of you that have been married 50, 60 years, I feel like after 33 and a half years, I should be independent. And what's happening is, every year I need that man more. And every year he needs me more. And you say, well, what's scary about that? Well, it's scary because one of us might not be here sometime. When we serve God and we grow in Him and we know more about God, we need Him more. It's not so that we become independent without Him and we soar in this world. We need Him every day. We need Him to keep shaping us where we don't even want to put our feet on the ground before we say, good morning, God. Holy Spirit, direct my day. Holy Spirit, show me who I need to be kind to today. Holy Spirit, let me be there for that person that don't even know their day is going to be terrible. We should need God every moment. Every day, if you only pray 10 minutes in the morning, I'm sorry for you. Don't close off that prayer time. Whether you just say, God, I need you right now, or God, praise you for that, or way to go, God. We took the kids to Michigan. We lived there many, many years, our adult kids, and Michigan is just beautiful. We don't like their football, but Michigan is beautiful. Okay, we'll give them that. And we started saying, like, this beautiful sunset or the beach or the lake, we'd say, way to go, God, our adult kids. And we'd see something and we'd recognize it. One of us would say, way to go, God. Continue to keep that open. Way to go, God. Let Him know all day long. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Don't forget the essential piece of growing in Christ. And this is it. He closes in 2 Peter. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. Everything, every good thing that you have and I have comes from God. Praise you, Father. Praise you that you are beautiful, Father. Praise you that all wisdom belongs to you, Father. Praise you that you are the beginning and the end, Father. Praise you that you are on the throne. Praise you that there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise you that there will be a day where every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is our Lord. Praise you, Father, all day long, all day long. Praise God. That's essential in our growth. God's grace eventually will get us into his wonderful presence, which, do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about stepping into the presence of God? The closest I came was I was by my grandma's head, and they said it was any time. And I began to pray and sing. Because all the preachers of hers were just there crying. And I'm telling you, we sang her right into heaven's gates. And I stopped to think about what will it be like when we take that grace that was undeserved and we step into his presence. Then we will fully know. We need to grow daily in the gifts from above. We need to daily enter the wonderful presence of our King. And we need to give him glory. I don't want to get to the end of my life without tomatoes. My dad grows tomatoes. Everybody loves his tomatoes. He gives them away. They come to his garden. They brag about his tomatoes. Are people bragging about your tomatoes? Are people saying, I can see the growth. I can see the spirit. I can see where she's different than she was. I want to, every day and every year, know my Lord and Jesus better because I want fruit. And church, if we do that, as Michael comes, as we do that, people will recognize it and want to know Jesus. God, we thank you today that everything you do is about a purpose. God, we thank you that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Savior. I love the fact that Peter wrote that verse. Peter, who had spent 3 years with Jesus, walking with him, talking with him, preaching with him, listening to him. And even Peter said, you would have thought he knew all that he needed to know after 3 years. But he said, I want to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. If there's one that don't know you today, I pray that today would be their day. Come into my heart, forgive my sins, and accept that grace. If people are here, including myself, that are stagnant, God, stir up within us, because dead things cannot grow. Make us healthy so that we can give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.